a super callous fascist, racist, sexist, Nazi POTUS. And an actual... Now, wait a minute. Let's not change the message here. Yeah, there's a guy who shouted, "It's out of war." And there's a fellow fixing his dump Trump sign. It looks like there's fewer people coming. It's about 10 after 10. And I think the meeting time was 10 o'clock. No dictators, no oligarchs, says the T-shirt. No one is illegal on stolen land, says the other T-shirt. Nice T-shirts. Due process, again. No one is illegal. All right. And solidarity, kill Trump. Aha, you're under arrest. Turn yourself in. And Nadia es ilegal. Gracias. All right, stop the separation. Families at our borders, says one sign. Take your time, babe. Our democracy is not a game of thrones. I wish that were true. Thank you. Hello. Hello. So we have no police, which is nice. He just doesn't care. And no kings. Hey there. We don't want your kind around here.
How are you?
All right. Hey.
Where's Grandma?
She's at the... There. Good luck. She's coming back here in about 20 minutes.
Okay. See her, so tell her hi.
I will. Make America kind again. Now, that's a job. Make the politicians kind again. Hey. So, a bunch of folks arriving now without signs. Again, mixture of the young and the old, mostly the old and the middle-aged, but mixture, I'd say. Hey. All right. And we have... I like your cap. Watch out for the step-up. You're welcome. SCOTUS uphold the Constitution. That's a very hopeful thought. Yes. Oh, yes. No kings, no dictators, no oligarchs, but we got a lot of them, unfortunately. Yeah. So, welcome to the park. Silence is complicity. Defend our Constitution. Yeah. Be nice. Resist. Hands off. Not my president. Who is? Without due process, it's just kidnapping. California dreaming. Yeah, dreaming it is, but keep dreaming. Reject fascism. Yes. Hey. And again, the convergence of signs. Deport fascists. No, we crown fascists. Now, you they blame immigrants, so you won't blame billionaires. True enough. So what are we going to do about it? No kings in our democracy. As a veteran, I support the democracy. If I'm given a call back to active duty again, no time for much more. Defend the Constitution instead. If only you can prevent fascism. And delusional, deranged, demented, dumb, and a local dog. U.S. policy, a lot of signs. Thank you. Watch out for the step up there, folks. Dump Trump, no kings in America, and still people are trickling in. It's a little bit less numerous than before, but I would say this is very big show. Never underestimate a nasty woman. I wouldn't. Not you particularly. All right then. You're wearing the shirt. And there's applause coming from the park. I don't know, but there's probably thousands of people there now, although I'm not particularly good at judging. I think Liberty and justice for all. Liberty and justice. I was reading your sign. Yeah. No king. Hi. And don't trip.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hamas out of Gaza.
Yeah, everybody out of Gaza, except for the Gazans. No kings, 8647. Injustice is a threat. That's quite a sign. I can't read it. You're going too fast.
Oh, my God. They're so...
Your daughter passed by and
really?
And your granddaughter both. They said to say hello to you.
Okay. What were they saying?
Fascism. You brought something with you. Right on. And, watch out, you might get assaulted, cameraman.
Oh, no.
Yeah, me too.
Remember? Was that you?
Got to go to the car. I'm sorry.
Sir, we're saying goodbye to you. We said hello to you initially. Anything you want to add?
Lifey haha in its ways.
Thank you.
Like, what the fuck, dude? We got fucking technologies and shit way ahead. Yeah. Petroleum shuts us down, all that shit. Really, man. It's so fucking, what the fuck, you know?
I think you've got the right idea there,
yeah.
Hombre.
I've been there since 67. You know? I worked at the Catalyst for 17 years. You don't remember me, but yeah.
Okay, you remember me?
I worked at the Catalyst for 17 years.
I believe you, and I won't hold it against
you. 87 to 2003, dude. I think you and Randall got in there.
Hey? No kidding.
Okay. And I suspect this is the last Rovick song, at least this part of the netcast. And the intro is, the Trump administration declares Portland and Seattle to be anarchist jurisdictions, quote unquote. Name of the song is, understandably, Anarchist Jurisdiction. Trump and his attorney general referred to Portland and Seattle specifically as anarchist jurisdictions in the summer of 2020. They sent federal goons to Portland on the grounds that the local police weren't using enough tear gas. The reality on the ground was once again complex, though you'd never get that impression from either Fox or MSNBC. On the one hand, if Portland or Seattle really were anarchist jurisdictions, we'd do away with landlordism and life for most residents would improve immensely as a result of our anarchist reforms. The reality on the ground in Portland, however, during latter 2020, is one that I would characterize as over 100 consecutive nights of increasingly small groups of a constantly changing cast of mostly youthful and itinerant characters having what they were calling direct action marches, which meant that it was a march that would happen at night and would end at a police station somewhere in town where efforts would once again be made to burn it down, generally resulting in a lot of tear gas. Different people will call that different things. Some will say the projectiles the kids were throwing was a form of speech. Some will say it was anarchism in the form of a brick. Others will say it was evidence of Black Lives Mattering. Still others will scratch their heads at the whole ridiculous conversation and all the pantomime as well. If this were an anarchist jurisdiction, as the president likes to say, then Kendra James and Qantas Hayes would be alive today. They would not have been gunned down by a racist police force, because we would have defunded it long ago, of course. Taking all that money to spend on things that people need, not violent gangs of thugs making people bleed. If this were an anarchist jurisdiction, as the Attorney General tells, then we would have already emptied all those prison cells that house the mentally ill and so many, many more who are only locked up for being sick or being poor or for having been set up or for crimes of poverty. There'd be none of that nonsense under our authority. If this were an anarchist jurisdiction, it'd be a beautiful scene with so much less asphalt,
so much more green. And there would be no tear gas, no eviction raids. You'd see what solutions look like when they're not just band-aids. If the people ran this city, not just millionaires, we'd take the stolen profits, that which they call theirs. If this were an anarchist jurisdiction, as the brown shirts oft repeat, you would not see these tents and lining every street. Without control by corporate interests that dominate our lives, making sure that they have everything while we're lucky to survive. It's profit over people, no matter how much blood they shed. If we were calling the shots, then you'd turn that on its head. If this were an anarchist jurisdiction.
And if that was not enough for you, we have a flashback all the way back 20 years to May 1st, 2005. First, you're going to hear, if you choose to hear this, Pat True's hunger strike. He was a observer of the abuses up at UCSC during the so-called Tent University, which folks tried to hold on the border of campus, uniting town and gown, that got broken up by a combination of UC and Santa Cruz PD, torturing students, actually, as they went, putting them in these, using pain compliance holds to break their, I guess they were holding on to each other, and they used pain compliance instead of simply pulling them off. As actually, I don't think they're using pain compliance a lot in the attacks on protesters currently in L.A. and other places, and the ICE defense situation. You also hear medical marijuana at city council, the controversy around the WAM, Women and Men's Medical Marijuana Society. I probably have their name slightly wrong. That's Valerie and Mike Corral. A lot of grievances are aired about how they seem to be running a kind of an elitist organization that has special sweetheart deal with the city at that time. And then you get to hear a number of people talking about that, including June, I guess her name is, Michael Tomasi, the irrepressible Tomasi, Andrea Tischler, and Anita Henry, two other marijuana substance and service providers at that time. And there's a lengthy interview with Robert Letterman of Artist, which is a group in New York City, of which he was president. You can look at it. I don't know if it's still around. And apparently he is, 20 years later. That's Artist. Artist's Response to Illegal State Tactics. That's what the acronym spills out. A group dedicated, according to a browser, First Amendment advocacy for street artists. He's won four federal lawsuits about artists' free speech rights and the right to protest. You can hear him talking about that. We've had him on in those days. I haven't had him for years, but around that time, he came on two or three times, I believe, discussing stuff. And you can find him looking up under L-E-D-E-R-M-A-N, Letterman, Robert Letterman, and then the group Artist, A.R.T.I.S.T. And then some familiar voices to folks who listen to these flashbacks: Andrea Morgan, Jerry Henry, some discussion of the San Diego struggle against the 647J police criminalizing the homeless using that state ordinance, and kind of winds it up. If you see stuff on the streets that you think needs to be reported, please use your media to do so, because only you can prevent police brutality and, frankly, fascism, if that's your concern. certainly massive protests can help, but packing for the Democratic Party won't, because they're a part of the problem, not the solution, in my view. If you see stuff that you want to report regarding homeless folks, or if you're interested in the organization that I work with, HUF, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, give me a call at 831-423-4833 or 423-HUFF. And another number to try is 216-8239. That's HUF has been trying to kind of compile this, using this Google number to compile accounts that people have of experiences they've had, and hopes ultimately of getting together folks to do some kind of a preventive lawsuit to stop homeless folks from losing their property and individuals generally from losing their rights. Again, that number is 216-8239.